went on a date with a casting director lady, and I was like, "Ooh, this could be formidable," but she was just like ugly as hell, and I went on the date, and I was like, "I can't do this."
All right,
I'm never.
We're on.
She was so nasty.
You met with a casting director off what? What website?
I don't know.
What are you looking at, John? You grab the mic so the people can. Hey, you can, can exploit your.
Her face
Mary
is,
Kate.
She's 6 feet tall, but look at that body.
Oh, she's cute.
Yeah, look at that.
No,
body.
See this.
Look
girl,
at those shoulders, man. She's 6 feet tall.
That's usually not something you say about a woman. You go, look at those shoulders.
Oh, shoulders are great. Shoulders are so fucking sexy. When you
really
start
are
real
they?
Oh yeah. When you start seeing some real shoulders.
Yeah, that's what you grab onto during doggy, Devin. Come on.
Not me. If she's 6 feet tall, I'm gonna grab onto her armpits.
Six feet,
she's taller
tall
than me.
I mean, who are these linebackers you're dating?
Tuck me into bed at night.
You don't in doggy. You don't like. You know, you grab hips. You grab some ass, and then maybe you grab.
I don't
some
like
shoulders
doggy
for leverage.
I like.
I don't
laying
like.
On top
I respect
of them.
Women. I don't fuck them like a dog.
Mary.
Who's the latest even fucking?
Nobody. I matched with this one woman, and I like, you know, I just need a warm body sometimes. And I was like, she is not the biz. She's okay,
mm-hmm.
But like, I made the mistake of like being a nice guy, and now she won't stop texting me.
Oh.
And I'm just like, ah, God.
Because she thinks you're really good. You're like a good person.
I am a fucking good person.
Well, no, I know.
But the thing is like, not for her.
To think about it. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
It's horrible.
Yeah, so all over Bumble is just
Bumble's the shit for me.
Filled with
Tinder,
the,
I get
filled
nothing.
With misery.
Tinder,
I remember when I was
nothing
on these dating
Bumble,
apps.
I'm just killing
Tinder's
it.
Like the Facebook of the dating apps now.
Do you ever go on Plenty of Fish back? Remember?
No,
I used to go on Plenty of Fish back in the day. It's like the 99-cent store of like apps.
I mean, yeah,
I've
lied. I have been on Plenty
of
Fish.
It's so bad. Every single
it's
girl
like
is like a hooker or just like some like person living in a crack den in like Hawthorne. Everyone lived in Hawthorne on Plenty of Fish. It was just a bunch of people living in Hawthorne.
Where's Hawthorne?
It's like by LAX. I don't know. Most areas.
They're hookers.
Most areas in LA, whenever I don't know where it is, I go, I think it's by LAX. But yeah, Plenty of Fish was really tragic. And
yeah, didn't you have to answer like all those questions? You had to answer like a million questions.
This is Patreon?
No, this is real.
Oh shit! Okay,
we
I
just
watch
we got we got really fucked up last night at a party, like a little industry party kind of. Jack, you know Jack.
Oh, okay.
In Little
it
Tokyo.
It was his birthday party in Little Tokyo. So me, Joey, Richie, Ida, we all went to this like barcade.
Yeah, arcade.
Oh, I know
bar.
That place. That fucking
sucks ass.
God, the arts district.
Yeah, it's really lame. It's
also, the other part about it that it sucks is they didn't even make it have that like casino lights everywhere sort of arcade
place.
It's
like bright. And that it's just for hipsters to like you know get drunk and like go play Pac-Man.
Arcades are not cool unless they're Dave and Buster's.
Yeah,
Dave and
Buster's,
kicks
awesome.
Ass.
I want new arcade games. I want like the latest greatest shit from Japan. Mm. I don't want like fucking Street Fighter 2.
If they don't have Time Crisis 3,
dude, yeah. I want Time Crisis 12.
Well, have they made that yet?
No, but I want the most latest time. Have you the last Time Crisis I played was like a fucking. It was like being in a hostage situation.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. In high school or in like middle school, I used to like wait all day on a Friday to go to the theater and play Time Crisis 3.
La Cañada.
La Cañada Theater.
Yeah, that was
and the gun cocked.
The gun cocked, and they had the pedal
the
where
pedal,
you could
duck. You could duck. It
that
was the most
rocked.
Fun
dude,
shit
awesome.
Ever.
In there the was new, in the new Time Crisis, you get to like enter a black church, and your character's name is Dylan Roof. It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
It's Time Crisis.
It 1418. Yeah. What was it? 1418.
Yeah. The even newest Time Crisis, you can play as Travis Scott and you do the robot while people are massacred in your crowd.
Do you see Kylie Jenner's fucking like apology for that?
Yeah. What did she say? She said something
she
like
said
we
some
had
dumb
no.
Shit.
She said like we had no idea.
No, you didn't know.
But there's pictures on her Instagram of like she's like what a night, and there's like an ambulance like in the middle of the crowd.
These people need to be like forced off a cliff.
It's
like
insane.
They need to be lined up and then just like pushed.
They're just dumb people. Travis Scott's a dumb guy. He's incited like violence at shows before.
I don't know
before.
If they're dumb, but there's a certain level. I have a friend who knew someone that was that was very famous, clandestinely. I'll explain later, but very famous person.
It was J.D. Salinger.
It was J.D. Salinger. they're just sociopaths. I think there's a certain level you get to where you just become an absolute sociopath, and it's like nothing. There's some sort of cognitive dissonance where the only it's the same cognitive dissonance you get with a pedophile who thinks children can consent. It's like the only answer for people like these people are to just either euthanize them. or chemically castrate them and leave them from society. I think it it blows my mind these people are allowed to just operate and live amongst humans.
I mean, this is one of the craziest things I've ever heard about, like, in terms of a concert. Like,
Nine
people are dead.
That means there were more that were passed out.
Yeah.
Like, you're nuts.
There's tons of footage of him on, of a guy literally convulsing on the floor, dead, like, dying.
Yeah.
Everyone going, help, help. And there's police and EMTs helping him. And then the camera pans up and Travis Scott is, like, 50 feet away. Like, literally just, like, 90210, 90210. Like, no one is, he's just pretending like it's not happening.
He's just,
like,
keeping the show going.
Wild.
Well, it's insane. It's, like,
There's one clip, I don't know if you've seen this, John, of a literal dead body being crowd-surfed out of it, and he's right in front of it. Like,
oh my God.
Doing the robot.
Like, it's immensely confusing. I feel like I had a friend that basically his logical conclusion, I had a friend that's gone so far down the rabbit hole, like, politically and, like, ideologically, that his only logical conclusion he's come to, and it was like a joke he would constantly say, is that the world, logically, it makes more sense that the world is literally run by demons from hell. There is no explanation as to why these people exist, why this political structure exists. Like, Travis Scott shouldn't exist. It is just demons from hell.
Yeah, he's not even, like, a guy that, like, believes in his fake demonic, like, shit. Like, he's not, like, a Marilyn Manson. Like, whatever the fuck, like, where it's, like, you feel some, like, authenticity behind it. He's, like, a corporate, like, creation, like, pretending to be, like...
It's the opposite of art.
Deep and into death and...
Marilyn Manson's, like, even that guy, too, though.
Yeah,
I mean, he sold it well, but he started in, like, the Florida... punk rock scene, and he was apparently known as, like, just a psycho. Like, he would just, like, cancel, like, he would just, like, have band members and then be like, all right, you're out of the band, all right, you just, like, trying to formulate something, and then he created this persona and he just ran with it.
Yeah, but Travis Scott is just, like, a fake Kanye, like, you know, kind of like an industry.
Kanye's a savant. Creation. Kanye may be, like, the last true artist around.
And Travis Scott's with Kylie Jenner, who's, like, a moron. I mean, it's, like, these, even though she's a billionaire for selling makeup and all this shit, it's, like, this, it's, I mean, God, you know, it's horrible for the people that died, but in a weird way, it's, like, I hope this kind of ends them a little bit.
Have you?
I hope Travis Scott's gone.
Have you seen a movie called Vox Lux?
No.
I watched it with my buddy the other day. It's really fucking good. It was starring Natalie Portman, but the whole crux of the movie is she's this pop star that became famous in the early 90s when she started her career when she was like 12, 13 or something, because she was in a school shooting and the guy and basically got shot in the neck. And then during the memorial for all the victims of the school shooting, she sang this song about it. And then it became like a nationwide hit. And then it fast forwards like 20 years when she's in her 30s. Natalie Portman's playing her, and she's just like this shell of a human being. And but there's this amazing and basically she's a shell of a human being. And it opens up with this day. It only takes place over one day, the second act of the movie. And the beginning of it is that these terrorists in Greece went onto a beach and like shot a bunch of people on the beach while wearing masks from one of her music videos. So she has to do like a press release about this. But at the end of the film, I'm going to spoil the whole fucking movie for you. Uh-huh. At the end of the film, her sister's recounting, her older sister, who's kind of like her partner in music, is recounting her being on the hospital bed as a child, telling her that when she got shot in the neck, when she was between life and death, she made a deal with the devil to become a pop star at this level. And it's like... So you have this idea at the beginning of the day when she's doing the press release, she's like, oh, these horrible Greek people, these horrible terrorists are like putting masks on and shooting people. But then you're like, wait, this woman's Satan. So wait, are those the good guys? You're like, is Al Qaeda the good guys? And it's like, there's, it's almost like these, are they?
Like, yeah, I mean,
you know, I mean, beyond like the fucking enslavement and rape and absolute torture of human beings, like it's like these people are completely bereft of any sort of logical ideology.
They're between them alone. I mean, they have billions of dollars. Like, at least Kylie Jenner on her own.
Oh, yeah,
she has billions.
She's
and Travis Scott's incredibly wealthy, and they have yet to make any announcement, like, that they're going to, like, help the families, the victims, victims' families. Like, other rappers have already come out and said that they will.
That.
Like, Roddy Ricch said he's going to, like, donate all his money to, like, I think SZA said something.
Roddy Ricch is going to give a Hellcat to every fucking mother who lost her son.
I don't know anything about Roddy Ricch, but he's like, free promethazine for all the victims. I don't know, but like, it's really creepy. Like, Travis Scott is...
He'll get past this just because it's not unprecedented of people dying at shows.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I mean, this one's a bad one.
Brutalized at Woodstock.
People were getting injected with something.
Yeah, like, why,
I think somebody was going around like poking people like that tag.
Who does that?
The gay community in the old days used to do that tag your itch.
That's
fake. I thought
that's got to be fake.
What's the tag your itch?
It like gay clubs and shit. Like, I think in the '90s when AIDS, like they would go around with like an AIDS needle and like
that's
poke
bullshit.
People and
there's
be, like,
no
tag your itch.
That.
Oh shit!
I don't believe that sounds like razor blades.
I don't know. It's one of those
things
I've chosen to believe. Yeah. Much like how I never flash my lights at somebody who doesn't have their lights on because I think
I lean out the window and yell lights.
The gang members will shoot me.
Yeah, it's stupid. Too.
We've heard that, right?
Yeah, I
have horrendous road rage in Los Angeles. Nothing's happened to me yet.
That's not road rage. I'm saying there's a thing in gang culture that if you tell somebody that their lights are off and you flash them, then they go, "Oh, we kill that guy."
That was probably like one incident in like 1977 when like a bunch of like MS-13 guys were driving around. They're like, "We decided to kill whoever flashed us," and then like it became a huge thing.
But I mean, didn't Ariana Grande, it was like a bomb at a concert once or something?
Right.
Yeah, it went off and killed a bunch.
Did it even kill as many as 8 people? This is like, I mean, this is just people dying from being like, crushed.
When I was an Uber driver, I picked up the youngest victim of, do you remember that crazy London terror attack that happened where the guys drove the van and that crowd of people and got out and just started stabbing people?
Yeah.
She
was
the youngest victim of that. I picked her up in West LA. She's this British girl. She's going to UCLA. And I was just like, "Can I pick your brain? Like, this is crazy." And she was
super
sweet.
You said it like that. You were like, "Can I pick your brain?"
I was like, "Can I pick?" Yo, I was like, "Yo, girl, let me pick it."
Like, "Can I pick your brain?"
Like, "Yo, girl, like, literally, like
basically, like, you were stabbed.
You were like poked up." I was like, "They put some daylight in you." She said basically she said that she was in the hospital and the terrorist was next to her in the bed next to her.
What? They don't separate them?
Well, in England it's like neoliberal hell. So the concept of like humanity is just completely void to these people. So they put the terrorist in the bed next to her. They're separated by a curtain. But she said she was like 14 when it happened, and she said like all she remembers is the first police officer they like put to guard her was like having like an episode. He started like crying at one point, and they had to remove him. And when she asked why they removed him, it's because he was going to kill the terrorist in his bed because he had a daughter, and looking at her at 14, he like had a panic attack and was like, "I'm gonna fucking kill this guy while he's in bed for stabbing all those people." And I was like, "Damn,
good for him.
That guy rocks." But they removed him and put a more robotic police officer. Who
England is retarded. Is that real?
Europeans can suck my ass.
They had a
ass.
Curtain separating the terrorist that stabbed this girl in the same hospital.
Well, people.
Yeah. Right. That's it.
They're playing "People Are People" by Depeche Mode.
We're
all people. They're just like you.
Who knows who stabbed her? Chief.
Knife crime. No, Europeans are just Europeans are horrible people. Europeans. Period. I'm tired.
Yeah, I don't care about them.
No. I remember for you know this.
I just
want to
use
European,
them for their cool
I'm
places.
Sorry, if you're European and you're listening to this, this opinion was formed. You have to understand the millennial generation of Americans literally grew up watching you retards just talk shit about us the entirety of the Iraq War and just talk about how fucking dumb we are and how idiotic we are. And then as we became adults, you guys somehow flipped and became more retarded than us.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's our turn to kind of just shoot back.
Yeah, I gotta say, I mean, I've said this before, I've said it many times. I don't even, it's like literally astounding to me, like, why are British people so special? Like, when they lost this whole country because, like, they couldn't hide behind a tree. Like,
so
they didn't know how to hide.
It's much
more
complex.
We won a war because we hid.
Yeah.
We actually, okay.
And they stood in a line and just kept walking towards us. Like, they're idiots.
It's much more complicated than that.
I don't buy it. But I saw The Patriot.
But Mel Gibson. But The Patriot Gibson, was true. Yeah. Mel Gibson, like if you can't fight a man who can kill, like, seven dudes with a tomahawk. But they actually, like, whooped our asses in 1812. But the War of 1812, and they always, that's what they talk about. They burned our capital down in 1812. It was actually kind of bullshit. They totally, like, so what happened was is, after the Revolutionary War ended, you had British state-funded terrorism in the form of what they called Tory rape gangs and British-funded Cherokee tribes literally terrorizing the southern United States. So you had, like, British loyalists that were still around after the Revolution that were raiding towns and stuff in, like, the southern United States. And then you had, in, like, Tennessee and Kentucky, you had the British military were literally funding, like, I don't know if it was the Chickamauga Cherokee, but they had, like, Cherokee tribes they were funding to go over and just, like, fuck up, like, Americans and, like, Kentucky and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kept happening until, like, 1812. And we were like, fuck this. They won't leave. We're going to invade Canada because that's where the nearest Brits are. And then they kicked our asses again. And then I think we got a little nice with them. But, yeah, it's actually a really fascinating part of history. But anyways, they are still retarded.
And, yeah, they suck ass. Yeah, their breakfast sucks ass.
Who eats baked beans?
It's disgusting. Their breakfasts look disgusting.
Yeah. Blood sausage?
It's horrific. I don't even care if it's good. It just looks
Koreans
horrific.
Blood sausage. It's gross.
I don't. It's not. It never looks like it's a good day either there. It's always gloomy and just sad.
There's like, always like some Ollie G looking guy like stabbing you to death in the tube.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. The fact that the cops don't have guns, it's like an embarrassment.
Yeah, I saw videos like world. I love the world's wildest police chases with. Do you guys remember what was that guy's name? Sheriff John Burnell.
Mm-hmm.
This man's about to get destroyed by a police officer. You ever see those?
And yeah, then, I think
and then
so.
And every episode, they'd always be like, "In our friends across the pond in England," and it'd be the lamest police chase ever. Or like it'd be like a British cop getting stabbed in the face with a key because he doesn't have a gun.
The only thing I know about England is what I learned in Shanghai Nights.
Which is the greatest film.
No, Shanghai Noon is the greatest
Shanghai Nights.
Film.
Oh, Shanghai Noon is the greatest film. Shanghai Nights and then National Treasure 2 when Nick Cage goes on his anti-British rant inside the
I don't
the
remember
cast.
National Treasure 2. Oh, my God. I remember 1.
National Treasure 2, he goes, he like, Nick Cage puts on a fake British accent, just starts screaming at British people inside the fucking, what is Buckingham Palace? It rocks.
Sick. What do they do at Buckingham Palace?
Molest children. Lord Mountbatten just fucking gapes 12-year-old assholes. And
is Prince Andrew going to go away for rape of kids?
No, apparently they've just distanced themselves from them. But, like, literally, like, Lord Mountbatten was, like, a notorious pedophile. And, like, that fucking show on Netflix, The Crown, just kind of, like, glazes over.
Yeah,
but the guy literally got taken out by the coolest thing the IRA ever did was they blew up his yacht while he was on it and killed him. And, I think he was fucking boys on the yacht.
Really?
When they blew him up.
I mean, like, who's Jimmy Savile? He's not a member.
He was
a he's just a
Jimmy Savile
child rapist.
Jimmy Savile was like a radio personality. Is it? I get Jimmy Savile and Gary Glitter mixed up.
Gary Glitter did a hey.
Yeah, the Joker song.
Da-da. Yeah, and then everyone was like, it was in Joker, and he it was like a rapist or something. It's like, who cares? The song kicks ass.
Jimmy Savile, I think, was the radio personality, but he was, like, he did a bunch of charity shit for kids, and he would, like, go into, like, hospitals and, like, fuck, like, kids in comas.
Mm-hmm. He was just running, like, a huge sex ring. For
and everybody knew
time.
About
Child
it.
Child fuck kids in comas.
Yeah, everybody knew about it and didn't do anything about it. And, like, I mean, the British are better than the French, who, like, literally, the French literally had this, like, writer who, like, wrote poems for, like, 30 years about all, like, the 13-year-old girls he fucked. And, like, after, like, the 3,000th victim came forward, the French police were like, okay, we'll arrest. Like, we arrested him finally. Like, he made such good art. If you're an artist in France, you could just blow, like, you could take a baby out of a crib and rip its head off, and they just like, oh, you have to.
They're like, it's art.
He's art. You have to respect the art.
Yeah, the Renaissance.
Yeah, you are all just morally bankrupt human beings. Don't get me started on the Germans.
What about the Germans?
The only cool Europeans.
I can't even imagine being German and like you ever.
The Germans are just.
You ever speak up to me? I can't imagine if a German ever speaks up to me. I go, you're responsible for the worst guy ever.
That's the funniest. They always go,
suck my
every
dick.
German millennial.
And they're all nervous about it. None of them ever want to act like Hitler happened.
They get so insulted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't us.
Listen, they always go, is every millennial German I've met is like, it's my generation. I'm like, then why don't you talk about it?
Right.
Let's
right.
talk about
Let's
it.
Let's talk about it.
Why don't you stop? If you talk about it, maybe it won't happen again, you know?
Right.
I think the only cool Europeans are like the Latin Europeans, like the Spanish and Italians. Every Spaniards every
are super racist, though.
No, Spanish people but they're, are super racist.
Yeah, they're racist, but
every
they're
year
also
at the Olympics,
like, they're also
the Spaniard,
like half Arab.
Every year at the Olympics, the Spanish team gets caught doing a photo where they're just like, I'm Chinese. Like they don't think anything will happen, and they always get in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, Italians are sick. I don't think I've ever met like an Italian or Spanish person I didn't get along with. They're all just so fucking cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
The French are Latin too, technically, but they're just too ingratiated with pedophilia and money.
And then you got those Eastern Europeans.
I have no time.
Those guys are all right. They just don't smile.
Eastern Europeans. I mean,
they're very nice people.
They're from an area that's so boring that they just climb buildings with GoPros.
They love guys like you. Guys like us.
Yeah, well, but don't they think you're stupid if you smile?
Yeah, if you smile or laugh too much. Like, if you see, like, a Russian guy laughing, it's always like, hey, like, it's really weird.
They just think you're, like, retarded, right?
No, but they still find enjoyment with being with you. So, like, I every Russian guy I ever met, like, I'd just be, like, a goofy, big goofy ball, and they'd be like, he's a good man. Like, it is good for him. He should be with us.
Right.
I will buy you more liquor, because this is the only way I can express myself.
Yeah.
They're great guys. Yeah. I told you the Moscow airport story I had.
Yeah, you met some. You were smoking cigarettes.
Oh, dude, did I ever tell you this? I fucking so I land in
John's
Moscow.
John's like,
airport.
I was raped by a Russian guy.
They ran a train on me. I landed in Moscow airport. I forget what it's called. Some long starts with an S. And I had like an 8-hour layover. I need to smoke a cigarette, and I'm like, fuck. So they're ripping out all the cigarettes stations at the Moscow airport because they're all, you know, becoming more westernized or whatever the fuck.
Oh, they're outlawing cigarettes in countries.
Apparently, in domestic flights in Russia, you could still smoke sometimes
on the plane.
On the plane, yeah. But anyways, so I'm in the airport and I keep asking around. I'm like, where can I smoke? And they're like, you have to leave the airport, but I can't leave the airport because I don't have a visa. So I'm like, okay, I'm fucked. And eventually I just go to this janitor and I'm like, where do I smoke? And he's like, come with me. And I'm like, okay. So he's taking me into like back hallways.
Did he speak English like that? Like,
no, he just went. He's like, goo 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 goo.
He's like, cabbage soup.
Yeah, he's like,
he just goes, he goes, cabbage soup, baklava. Is baklava even Russian?
I think it's Arabic or something. But anyways, he takes me into like places I'm not supposed to be in the airport. Right. Takes me to a room, opens the door, and there's just three dudes sleeping. They've laid garbage bags out on the floor, and they're just sleeping on top of them. They're other janitors. And he puts a water bottle in the middle of the room, and just like we sit on like toilet paper rolls, and he just goes, smoke. And I hand out all like cigarettes to all the guys who like groggily wake up, and we're all smoking cigarettes. And the only thing I said the entire time is I looked at the guy and I said, my name John. And he went, my name Ruski. And that was it.
Wow.
And then he afterwards he just like let me go. And I was like, man, those
that's
guys,
great.
Russians fucking rock.
Yeah. And all those guys are being sex trafficked, which is crazy.
Well, the coolest thing is
they
I
were
guess,
all thrown on a storage container and taken across the ocean.
Here's the thing about Russia. Their male population still hasn't recovered from World War II, so women outnumber men like 2-1 there or some crazy shit.
So it's really
know.
Easy to get Russian
really
pussy,
easy
right?
I picked up a Russian dude.
Are they hot, the Russian women?
So hot.
Really?
They have the largest tits per capita.
Largest tits
largest
per capita?
Tits
that's
per
like
capita.
A thing? Where'd is that on
average,
Google?
Yeah,
can I go on Google and
yes,
Google comes
up
largest
average,
tits
average,
per capita?
Average is like double D. It's crazy.
Really? Why yes. is that? Because they need to be warm for the winter?
I don't. Maybe on the
they
step.
They got that big blubbery tits to help survive the winter.
Milky
tits.
No, I picked up this Russian guy and he's like, if you don't beat your girlfriend and you don't drink like excessively, you'll have like 4 girlfriends if you live in like St. Petersburg or Moscow. And you have like, and you can hold a job. I'm just like, geez, dude.
Really?
Well, that was, and all the men look like fucking orcs. So
yeah, they all look like.
Yeah, and they act like orcs. So
yeah, and the cool ones are all climbing buildings with GoPros on fucking.
Those guys, that's
Live
that's straight goblin behavior.
Those people, like,
those
are,
guys are
insane.
Like,
to me.
I need to climb.
I get nervous watching the videos.
You get terrified. I've seen you kick the air.
I hate heights and snakes.
Yeah. Yeah, these
imagine
these
being
Russians.
Up. Imagine being on a
the Shanghai Tower one was the scariest thing I've ever seen. Those guys need to die.
You seen those videos with the guys with the GoPros, the climbing little tight ropes and shit?
Mm-hmm. Imagine if they got to the top of the building, and they just started sucking each other off. It just becomes a point of view porno.
That's the of course. That's the whole point of the video.
They have the GoPros. They're like crazy cool techno music's playing, and they're like climbing the top, and then all of a sudden
they go with elevation. You come hard.
Your balls are pressurized, and you come super hard at the level.
But that'd be great. Just gay, hardcore gay sex. Oh, but they're, oh yeah, no, they beat up gay people in Russia. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
They really hate gay people.
Yeah, watching them, watching Pussy Riot get whipped by that Cossack morality police guy was like,
why do they still hate gays in Russia? Like, what is with them?
It's not gays, it's Western degeneracy. So they, oh, part of that is gays. So they, I think if you're like, even if you're like a punk rocker, I think they'd beat the shit out of
you. They think it's like, you're eating too much of the fast food. It's making you butt fuck.
Exactly. Well, the Soviet Union believed homosexuality was a capitalist invention. So that was the thing. So drug use, crime, murder. Yeah. That's a fucking, that great book. What was it? Child 33?
Is Chernobyl still like, is there effects still of Chernobyl there?
If you want to go to Chernobyl, I got a buddy Oleg in Ukraine who will take us to Chernobyl.
I mean, I don't really care. I saw the show. It looked good to be on the show. I don't really know if I want to go to the radioactive area.
It's not, it's fine now. You just can't like go like into the fucking dome.
Is there still parts where you could get all fucked up by the radiation?
You, I think there's parts where like if you, like, so the radiation emits from like metal objects, right? And like things. So they have like, they have a whole forest where they buried a bunch of the shit. It's called like the Red Forest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're supposed to go there. But I think like you get more radiation on a plane flight.
Really?
A 6 hour plane flight than you do on most. Yeah, just being up in the ionosphere, where the fuck it is up there. You get, because the higher you, altitude you go, the more susceptible you are to radiation from the sun. So,
Even through a plane?
Yeah.
The plane ceiling doesn't block
it
out?
Yeah, but it's not like an intense... You're getting radiation right now.
From what? Right. Where? Where is it?
Yeah, where?
From everything.
How do I get rid of it?
It's literally like...
Is radiation...
it's atoms like shooting through you.
Can
from,
foil block it if I put
It's
like,
probably actually
Is
good,
that what the foil hat's
right?
about?
Radiation? No, the foil hat's about like blocking signals getting into your brain, but okay. I don't know. I don't know. I have no... I've never talked to somebody who wore a foil hat. All
right.
But yeah, they Chernobyl's supposed to, it's like a nature, there's like a species of horse, like wild horse that only exists in like the Chernobyl area because nobody goes
there
anymore.
Because it has like five eyes.
It's got three dicks, five eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
How's work been? Have you had like any annoying, like, you know, cunty
Today
customers
I had
yet?
Fucking, you know, just people thinking they're the boss of me.
Like who, your boss?
No, my boss rocks. My boss is great. My boss is great. I heard the customer's always
Chad's
right
like,
today.
Who do you think you are?
Whenever somebody says the customer's always right around. To me, I just go, yeah, you know.
That's just not
That was the first time somebody said it to me at this job. They go, the customer's always right. And I went, not always.
Who the fuck?
That's always my answer
that
to that.
To a
I say that to the customer. I go, not always.
Who came up with that? Like a customer? I mean, like it's like it's
some guy in
the
50s
saying.
When shirt sleeves capitalism existed and like you actually, and they actually treated you like human beings everywhere at other jobs. But now like, where there was mutual respect in our culture.
Right. No,
now it's
we
just
act like
cunts
we're due,
walking
yeah.
around owing, thinking you owe them everything. And this is great. I love this economy right now. Like, I love the ability that I could just, honestly, everyone's super nice to me because they know I could just fuck off and get a job somewhere else.
Because no one's working anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Every day on Reddit, there's a new post of somebody being like, my boss wanted me to come into my day off and like, look at this text exchange.
Oh, anti-work Reddit?
They just quit. They just quit. Like, everyone's just quitting.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. They call the great resignation, as they call
it. The great resignation, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Interesting times.
Yes, yes.
Yes, these words.
These words, you motherfuckers. Throw his ass out. That's how I fire people. If I was a boss, I'd bring him into my office. I'd go, these words.
No, that's cool.
These words.
I like all my coworkers. My bosses, every boss is really cool. Like, I can tell they get kind of annoyed at me sometimes. Like,
why?
I literally can't count. I just can't fucking count.
You can't count?
I literally, like, money confuses me.
Doesn't they do
that? Yeah, they do it. I just,
I'll
get it down. It's like my third week. So, like, and it's also, this is like my fifth, like, serving shift ever. So, like, they're pretty understanding.
I get nervous about all that stuff, too. Sometimes I'll look at the person using the register at, like, fucking, you know, Chipotle. And I'm like, God, you're a wizard. how do you do that?
The coolest thing, though, is like, today was the day where, like, I broke through that barrier when you first start working with dudes where, like, you're like, is it okay to talk about pussy yet? You know what I mean? Can we talk about pussy yet? Like, today, like, this one, you know, like fucking this other guy I work with was like, check out that lady. And I was like, yeah, she's hot. And that was like the first time we did that. I was like six. We're almost in. And then today I was at, like, we fresh squeezed orange juice. It's so fucking good. And like right when it's fresh squeezed, we just take a little bit. And I was like, oh, it's the best. And I was like, God, nothing beats this with this other bartender. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, except pussy. And he was like, yeah.
He's like, yeah.
It was great. I was like, this
wait till it gets really weird at one point. Yeah. He's like, yeah, like, he's like a kid.
Or like a young butthole. Like really young.
Like a really young butthole.
I was outside. Did you remember going to the smell when we were like 19?
Yeah, that the bar.
Let's
that was
go back
in
there.
An alleyway.
Let's
in
go back there with a 3D
LA.
Printed. Oh, never mind.
And there was a famous homeless guy that was like,
yeah, and they were like, get
there.
Him out of prison. This dude just directed traffic and every hipster.
He went back to jail though. He like beat up somebody
good.
Or something.
Every hipster
he, like,
thinks
stabbed,
that like
he, like
homeless people.
He like stabbed Beck or yeah. some hipster.
I met fucking Val Kilmer's son at that place.
Really?
One day, yeah. And then it was so embarrassing because he was just trying to be normal. And this kid was like, tell him who your dad is. And I was like, ugh. Leave him the fuck alone. Anyway, so, yeah, there's a homeless guy down there called Blue that me and Jordan met one time. And Blue told us, like, he was talking about going to prison. He was like, yeah, like, first time I went to prison, I didn't read the Bible. I didn't get any stronger and, like, all this shit. And he said, second time I went to prison, I started reading the Bible. And I started getting big and I started getting strong. And we were like, cool, man. And then he was like, yeah, and I fuck boys, too. And I was like,
whoa.
I was like 0 to 60, Blue.
Little boys or is men?
I don't know. He's black, so, like, I don't know what
there's
he
not
meant.
Little boys in prison.
They have a different nomenclature. There aren't little boys. Imagine how horrible that'd be if they let little boys in prison. Mm-hmm. They're like, here you go. We are like three like Senate like runs away from like having little boys in prison.
Have you read this thing? I don't know. I was told this the other day. Apparently, like Joe Biden's like granddaughter or something like said that like or his daughter said Emily Biden said that like they would shower together.
I mean, at what age?
I would
hop in the shower with my dad and my mom when I was like. Or my dad or my mom when I was like a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was also this part where she said she would like suck his balls, which I thought was strange.
I don't, Joe Biden is like a non-president.
No, he's
what
not even
he done.
He's nothing.
Everything's
literally
worse.
Not,
it's like we don't have a president right now.
Gas is like insane. Yeah, he's like
get
not
the
even.
Gas down.
He's not
just
even
get
around.
That down, I'll
he
be
could
happier.
He could do an executive order to like make it go.
I'll
down.
Handle the
he,
food.
He like won't do it.
What?
You'll handle the.
I'll
food.
I'll handle the food. Like I'll they'll take with the food prices.
The food
the
shortage
gas
yeah.
needs to go down.
I'll deal with the expensive wings, but like fucking just make gas yeah. go down. No, gas is like is killing me right now. It's like it's
gas
yeah.
is
crazy.
I'm getting fucked in the butt by gas.
I keep I'm back to the days when I was in high school and I would put in like $11.
Ugh.
Just because I just don't want I'm like what if it goes down
yeah, I'm
tomorrow?
Like taking out cash and then finding like the lower price
yeah
that's the cash only price
dude the lowest I can find is like $4.23
mm-hmm. yeah
it's insane yeah. I when is it gonna end
the gas prices
is
are
it gonna get
fucking
worse?
Us in the ass
I don't know are we heading into like
can we
a,
just like return to nature
like, in like in like 5 months are we gonna be like fucking
we have to all put our money together and buy that compound in Michigan just in case.
Are we gonna
I'm
have
not dealing
like,
with this anymore?
In like a year, are we gonna be like pushing wheelbarrows full of cash around to get buy bread?
Potentially.
Like it seems like it's kind of we're rapid. Like you know, we're experiencing the Great Depression of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Now. Like there's a food shortage. No one's working. Unemployment's over.
It's not that there isn't food though. That's the thing. If there wasn't food, that would worry me. I would worry. It's just there's
they
a labor shortage.
They can't get
yeah.
to us.
Yeah, that's.
We'll just have to start going to the farms.
Well, what they're gonna have to do is they're gonna start paying people.
Why don't we go to them?
Huh? Why? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, farm to table.
But
baby.
I
want
to buy it straight to direct from
that was
from the source.
I
want to
suck
Frank
the milk
White.
Out of the tits. So the cow.
Is it, like you think it's called the tits? It's like the udder.
I show up on a farm. Like where is it?
Yeah, like where's this cow's tits?
Bring me to the titties.
Oh God.
Yeah, I want to be like Frank Lucas and go right to the source.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to be Amish. Gotta be, I love their women. They look so weird.
Amish women?
I told
Amish
you about women? This. I'm into Mormon chicks and like Amish chicks. They're so yeah, like it's been they've such a small gene pool. They look bizarre.
Yeah, and they're like, repressed.
Yeah, and like a guy like me will just like show up and on like in like a 89 IROC Z and just like pick him up.
You know, I don't like plain Jane.
You know, like white plain women. Jane white women.
Especially
I love,
the Amish.
I love plain Jane white women. I want to do like a little house on the prairie thing. I want to be just not like trad wife stuff, but like I just wear that dress.
Mm.
You know,
that
make me a pie. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
I could do that thing, you know, in the cowboy movies where the guy's going under the big long dress and he goes, and like it's like a goofy thing and the whores are running around on top of the bordello.
Like,
that's what I want to do.
Dress up and
yeah.
Like,
yeah. And the guy's like, I'm under your skirt like that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I get slid across a bar and a beer bottle smashes on my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick.
Oh, well.
Devin's going to be like, you're ruining my podcast.
That's sick. No, I don't care. This is already an interesting one.
Oh, God.
What else happened this week besides Travis Scott killing thousands of people?
I jerked off.
How's that going? You finally getting the hang of it?
My nuts have been like going down,
you
like volume wise.
Getting the hang of it.
Yeah.
The guy that's still figuring it out.
I got it down. I realize if I'm enjoying edging more. Yeah.
Like, do you ever just jerk off and then you don't come and then you put it back?
I try to enjoy it.
Put it right back in your pants. Go to store.
Like, come in my mouth.
Go to the store.
I come in my own mouth and then I eat it.
Why is that?
The recycling. I don't know.
You're just dry. You're just
recycling.
John's like panicking. He's like, we need to be. This podcast isn't that entertaining. John's like, I'll eat my cum.
Exactly.
No. Nothing. Nothing's happening.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving's
sucks.
Coming up.
No, everything's really boring right now.
Yeah.
It's really boring.
Yeah.
The prime minister of Iraq almost got assassinated.
Who cares? I didn't even know there was a prime minister of Iraq.
They had a president. Dude, they're going to make Donald Rumsfeld the president of Iraq. Like, he was like the number two pick. Isn't that sick?
Really?
What? Like, they were going to put him in. I have a fantasy.
They loved him?
No. He's just, honestly, that was the most logical choice. We should have just gone full blown colonialism with Iraq. It would have been 10 times better.
Be yeah. sick. Yeah. Rummy's the president.
What, we're going to have fucking Sheikh Abneeg, fucking Shia militant, ex-Shia militant, going to send people?
Right.
No, just fucking put Donald Rumsfeld in there. He'll be like, yeah.
I didn't even know you were like the prime minister of Iraq, almost got assassinated. It's like.
Well, it's that he almost got assassinated via drone.
Yeah, they're trying to kill people with drone. That's how they killed. That's how they killed that nuclear
trying.
Scientist in Iran. It wasn't a drone, but they had a. The Israelis had. It was. The Israelis set up like a animani, like a fucking. Wile E. Coyote thing to kill this fucking Iranian guy. Like, it was like they set up
an anvil attached to a rope.
An anvil attached to a drone. No, they had a machine gun in the back of a pickup truck that was operated via satellite from space, and they shot him in the head with it.
Jeez.
Next to his wife.
Wow. Wait, that's not Soleimani, right?
No, Soleimani we bombed
killed,
like a man.
We bombed, yeah.
We bombed him
killed like a man.
We killed him like men. We bombed him the way we should be killing everyone like that. We should just be bombing. If you're like a bad dude, just bomb.
Yeah, your death doesn't count unless it was.
Also, his name sounds
bombing.
Like Salamander.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
It kind of reminds, it's weird.
Everyone acted like that was a big deal, but nothing happened as usual.
Iranians have like cool.
We
war
win
aesthetics.
Again.
Well, we've put Iran in the position where there are two choices. Their two choices are either go to war with us or capitulate entirely. They are broken.
Mm-hmm.
Like
they can't.
They have no room to wage war right now. They're broken as a country. We've destroyed that wonderful
culture. Yeah,
we've culture.
Completely fucked them. They were like cool.
It's an amazing culture.
One of the smartest people on earth and.
But yeah,
back in the day, they're like one of the first.
I don't believe that propaganda. Everyone was dumb back in the day. There was just
really?
Like four smart guys in every country. I don't believe this. Like we invented math. Like no, you had just 10 smart guys, like the 10 smart guys in Germany that invented music or whatever the fuck. Like,
but it was a free society. Is the point?
How free was fucking? How free was
in
the
60s?
Empire?
In the 60s,
the Persian Empire was
the 60s. They were all fucking partying at the beach, and
yeah,
it looked like
the
looked like Manhattan.
The Shah was, if you were speaking out against the Shah at UCLA, he'd fucking take your family.
The Shah was instituted by us, though. I thought.
I don't know if it's just the rest of the British, but
we did like a coup.
We
made like Iran all fucking a la la.
Yeah, but if you spoke,
and they never wanted to do a la la. They wanted to go fa la la la.
No, the Shah was
the beach, and
the
then
Shah,
we made
thinking,
them all.
You're thinking
Muslim.
The Ayatollah. The Shah was the guy before.
The Shah was the king.
Before
the Ayatollah. Okay, yeah, okay, whatever. But they were like, I thought they were like fine. They were like doing well. The women had their tits out and stuff, and they weren't getting slaughtered.
Yeah, if you were like cool with the government,
they just killed.
Well.
They just executed a gay couple in Iran for adultery.
Do you have you heard this leftist take where like, okay, so you know that they have government funded sex changes in Iran, right?
Yeah.
So like this leftist, I've heard these like people be like, oh, look how progressive Iran is. Do you know what they actually do?
They do it like really badly, right? On purpose
no,
or something? Or?
No. So if you're gay,
I don't know why I just came up with that. I just made that. I was like, let me take a stab in the dark.
Yeah, you're like, what else could they do? Like,
so if you're gay in Iran, they will, they either like,
fuck you.
No, no, they're like, well, we're, you can get executed. We're going to execute you because you've been caught having gay sex or thrown in jail. Or since you like getting fucked by men so much, you can just become a woman. And, like, there's gay dudes who are like, I don't want to be a woman. But they're like, no, we're going to cut your dick off if you like getting fucked by men so much. And then that's how, that's what they do. It's like, they don't, like, it's not like a dope, like, I'm getting top surgery, I'm so stoked to be on right, testosterone. Yeah. It's like gay dudes just being like.
It's a punishment.
It's a punishment. Being transformed into one. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Jesus
man.
Christ.
It sucks. Dude, I watched this movie. I was watching Iranian movies. My old roommate is Iranian. And there was this one, and we couldn't, I got the first half hour of it. But I couldn't get past it because it was like there was like this paid thing, and we couldn't find any other streams of it because it wasn't in English. But it was about a fucking cop going after a methamphetamine drug ring in Iran, and it was badass. It was fucking cool. Like these Iranian cops going into like these slums and just like pulling Iranians out, making them all stand in line. It was so cool, man. I forget what it's called.
Hmm. Interesting.
But yeah, they have crime there.
Yeah. Mm. Rest of the world sucks, but us.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
I think this is cool because you could just you still can kind of just like do what you want here. Still.
Yeah, it's like you know shit sucks. We complain about gas and all this.
Yeah, I can complain about gas, but there's nothing reasonably keeping me from just like getting a van and living on a KOA campsite and like
KOA.
Is it KOA?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but Europeans can't do that because there's nowhere to go. Everything's so popular.
Yeah, they don't like people don't like camp. In,
they do.
Camping is like how they live in other countries.
Yeah, they'll have like yurts, like a yurt. Like there's literally like entire cultures who camping is their life.
Life is so good in America, we go live like other countries as like a little goofy thing.
Yeah, I have a friend whose family's from Turkmenistan, and she like...
What is that? Where are they? Is that Turkey? It's not Turkey.
They're Turkmen, but they're not Turkish. They're like, they're people in the steppe. And like the Asiatic steppe, and like she was like, look at this video of my family, and it was like taken on like a Nokia phone, and it was like it was just like a desert with like a tent, and they were just like dancing. I was like, dude, that looks so shitty.
That was my I had an old joke in stand-up where I'd be like I'm such an ignorant American that I just when I picture anyone else in another country having fun, I just picture them like dancing around a fire, just being like, "Hello, hey, hey, and I'm like, they could be like British, and I'm like, I don't know. I feel like that's how they have fun. They just dance.
But it must be more satisfying. Like, imagine wee, if you
wee,
never.
Yeah, they just go like, wee, wee, wee.
Imagine how dope like.
That's what everyone in every other country besides America, how they have fun. They just have a fire and they just go, hey, no, hey, hey, and there's just kids around and they just raise the kid in the air like Simba. And they go,
well, they don't have anything to worry about. They just worry about where they're going to get their yak milk and their marriage is set up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they just bust nuts all day and fucking.
Just bust nuts all day.
And fucking eat cheese curds. These people are psycho. It seems like the life. Imagine not knowing about this shit. Like not knowing about like.
They don't even know what it's
the
like.
The new iPhone.
They don't know what it's like to like. Yeah, like have a multitude of like, oh, that's Starbucks.
They've never had like boba tea.
They don't yeah.
They never had an Oreo cookie boba tea.
They don't know what that is.
Their heads would explode. If I went to like Turkmenistan and was like, here's this Oreo cookie boba tea.
Mm-hmm.
They'd, what the fuck is this?
If you brought them Jack in the Box tacos, they'd be like, this is the greatest food
we've ever had. When I was in Africa, I met this dude that was working on a driveway and he had never had dessert before.
Mm.
And I got him a piece of cake. And he like shit his pants. It was insane. I was like, you never had dessert? And he was like, no, I just can't afford it. I've never been able to afford dessert. You got to keep in mind, like,
average. You could just not eat dinner.
No. Every average wage is there. Well, that's the other thing. There's no way nobody just like mushed up a bunch of bananas with some sugar. You know what I mean?
You're right.
Like, but I think he meant like a cake. Like something that was
something
like
decadent.
Something decadent. So I was like, okay. And he, average wages there were like 50 cents to a dollar a day. So yeah, this guy, it's like a week's pay to fucking get cake. And yeah, I got him a piece of cake and he like It was like giving a baby Pop Rocks. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. I felt racist somehow.
Right. Somehow you'd get in trouble for showing
him like,
cake.
I was like, here you go.
Yeah. Just watching him.
I was like, look at all the cake that's gone into my body. Here you go, little one.
Little one.
He's never had it. Meanwhile, it's like an American has to like fight themselves out of having a piece every single night.
Well, I feel
it's like a problem
exactly.
here.
Yeah.
It's like an epidemic of cake.
It's an addiction.
Yeah, you go and get an enema and cinnamon. Dude, I used to
remember David Terzi and
his cheesecakes and David, Jack in the Box.
We had my friend David. He used to like we have this weird obsession with Jack in the Box cheesecake.
It's good.
So sometimes we'd just be driving around and he would just pull in the Jack in the Box and be like, "What are you doing?" And he'd be like, "Shut up, Dev." And he'd pull up to the line. And he'd be like, "One cheesecake, please." That's all he got was the cheesecake. And I'm like, "You're like a sociopath. You're like the only person that comes to Jack in the Box specifically for their dessert."
The cheesecake has the same fucking half life of like uranium.
It could last thousands of years.
They have to bury the cheesecake in the desert.
They put it in the red forest in fucking Serbia, wherever Chernobyl was.
I went to Jack in the Box and they screwed up my order and offered me cheesecake, and I was like, No. I'll just wait.
Jack in the Box is great. Like,
who invented mini tacos?
I don't know. Jack in the Box is out.
They're nuts.
They're out of control. They're literally out of control. You'll find like a clown nose in your burger.
Jack in the Box is like if fucking Charles Manson at a fast food joint. If you listen to Helter Skelter and instead of hearing like you'll control the blacks one day, he heard like you need to make burgers. He was like,
yeah,
okay.
you need to take a grilled cheese and put it on top of a burger.
Dude, that is the grossest fucking thing I've ever
That's
eaten.
The only thing on the Munchie Meal that's even like
edible.
Kind of salvageable.
Do they still have the Munchie Meal?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The other ones are like, it's like a chicken tater tot, bean and cheese burrito sandwich.
On a waffle,
or like with
syrup.
A waffle. There's
syrup in it?
No. But there's not, it's like a nacho cheese chicken tater tot sandwich. It's like unbelievable.
It's just all the shit they're left over with at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And they got a bunch of stoners to come into the R&D fucking warehouse at Jack in the Box. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you have nacho cheese. There's fucking what's his face from Mad Men there. He's like, you have nacho cheese. Don, you have a waffle.
Make it happen.
They were the first company that started just pandering to like stoners.
Yeah,
I mean it's very smart.
The
honestly,
meal,
because
yeah.
I think they were the first like drive-through place I kind of remember outside of In-N-Out, but that's kind of different.
Growing up, Jack in the Box was what I wanted to go to all the time because they were everywhere.
Jack in the Crack rocks.
It kicked ass to me.
Dude, the
it's like sucks. The older
ultimate
you get,
cheeseburger is great. Ultimate cheeseburger is good.
The sourdough Jack was a favorite of mine as a young boy.
But I'll tell you right now,
the egg
Del
rolls
Taco.
Are good too.
The egg rolls are good. Del Taco and that Double Del burger.
There's nothing better than Taco Bell.
Taco Bell has a special place in my heart.
Everyone loves to say the Del Taco.
It's not better than Taco
Bell.
It's just different. It's its own thing. I like Del Taco because you can get like it's like Bizarro World Taco Bell. You can go there and get like something that's like Taco Bell, but it's just different and it's garlickier. You know, but the burger is fantastic.
I
want to
try
never
this
sensed
burger.
A, I never
we
sensed
get
a,
the burger.
Let's go get the burger.
Do they toast? Do they grill the buns? Sometimes it's gnarly.
They
only
the
sometimes.
I got it. Like in the pandemic, like wasn't that great?
I've gotten a double del that like the guy's like
double
put,
del.
I got doubled. First of all, no pickles standard. No pickles on that bitch standard, which is amazing.
I like pickles on a burger.
You're wrong.
I used to appreciate.
They adulterate.
That. I don't mind now.
They adulterate everything
it,
they touch.
They do you taste it.
I love
everywhere.
This is an 11-year-old opinion. Like, I don't like pickles.
It's actually,
you're
it's actually
disgusting.
A 29-year-old opinion because I've always stuck by my no pickles. Touche. Take that, Richie.
Take that, Richie. John was like,
actually, I'm 29. And I still think this.
John
fuck
was,
you.
That was John's version of talk to the hand.
Yeah,
like,
that was real gay and sad.
About pickles on burgers.
The mini shakes are dope. Little tiny. If you don't want a whole shake, you do get a little mini guy.
They have mini shakes at Del Taco?
Tiny, like teeny tiny shakes.
Like a frosty?
Yeah, well, no, like it's like that big.
That's good.
Shit. So like if you don't want
like 1,000 calories.
Exactly. Right. And it's smart because like you want a shake, but you're like, I can't have a shake and a burger and fries and a Coke. So I'll get a mini shake. It's at the end. You just have a little dessert.
Yeah, it's good. It's fine.
And the classic chicken.
I don't like how Del Taco like pretends to be like healthy, but it's like not. It's,
you're
like,
thinking
I just,
of El Pollo
I would just
Loco.
Rather get
you're
Taco
thinking of
Bell.
El Pollo.
No,
I'm
not.
El Pollo Loco is the one.
Del Taco like posts like where they got their avocados from, and I'm like, shut up, just shut your mouth. God. What fucking losers going through a drive-thru at Del Taco and being like, these better be locally, hot avocados from Santa Barbara.
Locally sourced.
Locally sourced avocados.
Yeah. The avocados are organic, but then, you know, they're just like coming in the sauce.
Oh, God. My roommate picked, he's got an, his parents got an avocado tree and like really? This time of year.
No one with avocado trees ever uses them.
This motherfucker, this time
of year. I would just chuck them.
I would just throw them at windows.
I'm allergic to avocados, so I hate them.
My roommate Nate is like.
So I just chuck them at shit.
My roommate Nate is like the biggest, like one of the biggest menches I fucking know. Like the guy's like, yeah, this time of year, I just go to my parents' house every week and I just bring back a basket full of avocados. He's the only guy I know that actually uses like an avocado tree. He's just a great guy. And he just, these avocados, I was like, why aren't they getting dark and brown when they're ready? He's like, because you eat bad avocados. These are real avocados. They're huge, delicious, buttery avocados. I put one on a salad today.
Really?
Oh.
I don't trust anything from people's backyards. I don't care if
I trust this.
Whenever they say it's like the same, it's like, I go, no, I don't know. I need it from the store. Seriously,
the supply chain. You respect the supply chain.
I respect the supply chain, and I will die with it. I will never grow my own food.
The supply chain is fucked. And,
fuck you and your tomato.
You're
garden.
Gonna fuck it up and die if you grow your own food.
I never trust it. It's always a little icky to me. Like when people are like, "No, I got. We have an avocado tree in the back. Let's get them." I'm like, I don't know. Don't like animals poop out there.
Even a farmer who like show like, "This is my farm. My granddaddy had it. His granddad. You know, we've had this land for a generation." I'm like, you don't know what you're doing. Yeah.
I miss that.
I have the same lack of respect. They can say, like, it's been in the family for hundreds of years, and I'm like, yeah, listen, I'm going to go to Vons. I'm not eating any of your tomatoes. I don't know what you people are up to.
I'm going to grow turnips and radishes.
I don't trust anyone's homemade thing.
I know.
Honestly, if somebody brings me food and there's like saran wrap over it, it's like, it's my wife's, you know, special lasagna.
So it sucks.
I'm like, so there's fucking blood and all sorts of weird shit in this. I don't trust you or your wife.
Matilda.
I don't like people in their own fucking, their fucking Tupperware and their home. I don't trust even when cookies are in Tupperware. I go, what is this? This is
you don't
creepy
like
and icky.
Cookies?
I love them when somebody brings them when I know them and they bring it on a plate.
I take a stranger's homemade cookie any day.
And is it like a ringing noise? You think?
No, you're about to have a stroke. I just prostate's the size because your prostate's the size of a basketball. Congratulations, Stefan. You're finally dying. It's catching up with you.
My prostate. Is it bad if it falls out of your ass?
Devin has what looks like a bowling ball, pink bowling ball coming out of his ass. That's your big fat prostate, Devin.
But no, I don't trust anyone. I don't like when people, like, I don't know. I just like things to be official.
Yeah.
I don't like people bringing me their, like, you know, potlucks. Like, even at potlucks, I'm like, ugh.
Potlucks are always kind of gross.
I love the idea of it, but when I see other people and they've dipped into a thing that had like aluminum foil on the top of it, I'm just like, ugh, I just.
So I have the weekend of the 20th off. It's the weekend before Thanksgiving because I'm getting the motorcycle license. We should have a little potluck.
Want to do a Friendsgiving?
Sure. Yeah, we should do I don't want to call it Friendsgiving. I'm just going to call it
we call it white Friendsgiving.
We call it an autumn potluck. We're going to do that.
An autumn potluck. Okay.
That's much better.
Yeah, it's what Friendsgiving sounds like some lame ass shit that fucking, you know, Silver Lake people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't know.
I'm not doing a Friendsgiving. Thanksgiving's for friends. I have friends at my Thanksgiving. What are you?
Autumn potluck.
An autumn
potluck.
I'll bring some. We'll make some butternut squash stuff. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Some cherry pie.
Oh, you like that? That's cherry pie.
I love cherry pie.
With ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Let's have a chocolate ice cream.
All right. We can have a chocolate. We can get
chocolate ice cream and
chocolate.
Cherry pie. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the little Marie calendars.
Oh, let's go to Pine Burger, baby.
Pine Burger? Oh, in Pasadena.
Yeah, they make some good fucking pies. They won't be busy. because it's the weekend before Thanksgiving.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I like a potluck where a bunch of people went to restaurants and they bring and brought.
I love a good potluck. Somebody brings KFC. I go, this is what I'm talking
That's
about.
That's what I'm talking about.
But when they go, I made homemade fried chicken. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what you put in this.
I'm gonna make
psychopath.
my Marcella Hazan bolognese for the potluck, and you guys will shit your pants.
All right.
Yeah. I just don't trust people at home with their hands.
Maybe I'll make it with spaghetti squash to make it more autumny.
Mm. No, I don't like
spaghetti
squash.
Spaghetti squash slaps.
Make it with
bucatini. Can we stop trying to make that happen?
You're wrong.
Spaghetti squash sucks.
Fantastic.
Sucks.
Great source of vitamin A and C.
Doesn't hold up.
A lot of healthy things suck. That's not my point.
Yeah,
it tastes bad.
But when you put my bolognese on it, you guys are going to come to your pants.
We're going to shit ourselves. I don't know if that makes good food.
No, you guys got big, fat, wide urethras and it farts when you come.
What?
When Devin comes, it just...
I come out of my ass.
Like a bird.
Yeah.
You got a cloaca.
Shit come. Because my prostate's all fucked.
I love this line that Devin's prostate's done. what wonderful dimes. These words,
you motherfuckers.
The motherfuckers is the best part.
You guys have been saying that like 5 times in episode.
The best.
This is we punch it.
It's honestly our subliminal message.
We do it, Michael
Richards. To get people
if people
to yell,
know what we're talking
motherfuckers.
About. Does it shock you? Is it shocking to you?
Does it shock you?
Of course. You just screamed the N-word at black people.
It was so funny. It was like I picture Michael Richards running down that hallway from The Matrix, the really long white one, and he's like, does it shock you? Like he's opening the door like these words. Each door is like a brick wall behind it, and he's like, nothing's getting me out of this. And then the last door is him apologizing on Larry King. God. But, yeah, we should start dropping more Mel Gibson rant stuff.
Hell yeah, dude.
The fakers, baby.
They're fakers, baby.
Shut up. You were a cunt at the Christmas tree festival. At the tree lighting festival, you cunt.
Literally,
you couldn't even crack a smile, you fucking cunt.
I think the hardest I've ever laughed is at those tapes.
That was so funny, waking Devin up, and he woke up, and we were driving together. He woke up like a little baby on Christmas morning. I like nudged him, and he's like, Mel Gibson.
I go, is these the Mel Gibson tapes? John had them on the road trip. And I was like,
oh, it was hours.
I woke up like, oh my God, Mel Gibson. Like, he's just going like, you listen to me, you cunt.
I was the best, man. Fuck. What are we at?
56.
No, we're good. We got another 30 minutes in us.
Yeah, sure.
40 minutes in us.
About an hour. Two, three, four.
I'm kind of hungry, but I don't want to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I got to open tomorrow. God damn it.
What time is your place?
I might have to let you two guys wrap this up.
No, it's no problem.
Oh, you got to go home?
Yeah, I got to get out of here. This episode got pushed around so many times.
We fucked up yesterday.
Yeah,
we tried doing it.
I tried to show up as much as I could. So.
Yeah, you can't do anything drunk.
Well, we
just
do this show a lot drunk.
It's pretty much
we were just too drunk.
Then you hate the whole show because
well,
they're almost
like,
all
drunk.
I love the whole show.
Whatever you've been listening to.
I love it.
I actually stopped listening the second I started being on it.
Of course. So
yeah, that's how it goes. What, are you going to listen to yourself?
Yeah, that's an ego thing.
Ego
yeah,
mania.
It also hurts. Yeah. You'll like hear yourself say something and you're like, oh, God, why did I?
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, see you, Richie.
Later. Good luck.
Richie?
Home.
I just act like I didn't hear him. I go, what's this?
Are you going dipshit?
I go, what's this about?
I have to.
Richie goes, I just
go
told
home.
You I have to leave.
I've been saying this all day.
I go, since when do you have to get home?
What
Richie's
do you
got, have? Richie's got to drive to the west side.
Yeah. All right. Later.
See ya.
Drop the mic, bro.
Yeah, drop the mic like Chappelle.
Bye,
be like,
Richie.
Like, fuck trans people. Then drop the mic. I beat that bitch's titties up like chicken cutlets.
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Fuck the gays.
All right, Devin, it's you and me. This is
you
the
and me, buddy.
Ever,
oh my God, look
about?
At us.
Let's talk about. Let's talk about.
I thought we'd get more ammo out of the Travis Scott thing, but it's really there's not much there. He's a murderer.
We should just talk about the early days.
We should talk about.
Then
why don't you talk about when you did? You talk about shitting your bed.
I did. I think I told your girlfriend.
Yeah, you didn't talk about it on the podcast. When I first moved in with John, he shit his bed one time, and then
turned
over
like
the mattress.
A year into. No, you're just ruining the whole story. You're ruining it.
All right.
Fine. Look away. So they, God damn it. You're just, I'm your clown. I'm your shit pants monkey, aren't I?
I did a whole episode about pissing my pants.
Oh, that was great. Yo, I'm a big, so Devin's the piss pants pisser, but he's only done it once. I've shit my pants like twice around Devin. Actually, I wasn't wearing pants the first time.
Yeah,
I shit
actually.
The bed, which is almost worse than shit.
You've
the pants.
Shit yourself.
Literally, there's a euphemism for what I did. I shit the bed.
As far as I know, you've shit yourself three times.
Is it euphemism or metaphor? What do they call it? Whatever the fuck those things are.
No, nobody knows.
So I.
Scientists don't even.
Scientists, those eggheads up in Washington know. I was working at the mall, and I was working at a kiosk where I framed canvas and scammed people all day. And my boss was a Sephardic Jew from Morocco, and he had to take Shabbat off. And my other employee was this dude who was dumber than a stack of bricks, and he was up in San Francisco for a 49ers game during Black Friday. So during Black Friday, I had to work two back-to-back 16-hour shifts, and I got to be pushing 300 pounds,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a
You're big,
big boy.
You're a big boy.
Big, fat boy. And I got my diet was just like coffee milkshakes from Pete's that had the coffee grounds in them. And then I'm going to get real detailed on this ways that I haven't gotten detailed. So so the Pete's coffee, it's like a frap from Starbucks or whatever, but it's got like literal coffee grounds in it, mm-hmm. like chocolate and shit. And then I would get Panda Bowls from Panda Express because I thought I was getting too fat. I was so fat. And I was like, I'm just going to get the bowl. Like, I'm not going to get the
full smaller.
Meal.
Yeah, bit, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'd have a Panda Bowl and then Adderall. I was on a fuck ton of Adderall. Probably doing like 130 milligrams a day.
Whoa.
Yeah,
holy
I was on 70,
shit,
I was on
dude.
70 milligram pills, baby. I'm a bad boy.
What? That, they even math? I thought 20.
Vyvanse.
Good God.
Yeah, I got that good shit.
Oh, my God.
I got that Toluca Lake insurance shit. So I was doing a lot of Adderall and to stay awake. And my two 16-hour shifts are over. And my go-to thing was I would go home. Go to Wong's Walk, which is a Chinese restaurant. Mm-hmm. I'm actually fitting two things in one, two stories in one here. So I would be super fat. I'd go to Wong's Walk, get a mountain of Chinese food, go home, hit the bong, and then...
Just evacuate.
I hit the bong. This is my plan. I'd hit the bong, and then I would masturbate and
go to
shoot a load all over my belly. And then afterwards, I'd have the fucking Chinese food, because if you come after you eat, then you feel empty. But if you have food after you come,
yes, it's perfect.
It's perfect.
It's like,
and then I'd watch like Japanese game shows, which I loved. So I had this plan. I had everything set up for me. I get home, two 16-hour shifts. I'm fucking dead inside. I'm like 20, and I sit on my bed, which is literally just a fucking broken futon on the floor with a like, dude, this wasn't even a mattress. It was like a fucking foam pad.
Yeah, it just sucked. Yeah.
It sucked ass. It ruined my shoulder, and I sleeping on it, and I hit the bong, and I immediately just evacuate my bowels. Like, my entire body just relaxes, and I just shit all over my bed. I shit all over my fucking bed, and I remember looking down at the shit, and I could see the little coffee grounds from the Pete's coffee milkshake in my shit. It was just liquid, viscous shit
all over my bed,
and it was all up on my ass cheeks.
Oh, you're horrific.
And I went into the bathroom, and I'm cleaning myself off, and I was like, oh, and I just gave up on life, but I had all this Chinese food, so I just went. I flipped my mattress over and I jerked off and then ate Chinese food.
Did you fuck a woman on the bed?
And like, I was having sex with a woman who was way out of my
league.
You
flipped it over.
I was having sex with her and she was in my bed and she lost her panties, as women do. And then she was looking under the fitted sheet, and under the fitted sheet was the shit stain that was leaking through from the bottom of the bed. And I was like, no. And I was like, I'll find the panties.
Yeah.
She was the first girl I had sex with on her period.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like a Tinder person too, right? Like, you weren't like with her either.
Yeah, her name was Alex with two X's. She's cool. And you matched with her on Tinder.
That's right. She tried
to talk to
me.
She tried
to
fuck you, and then
like
you said no
to get at
because
you
were a real homie, dude.
And I said no.
Yeah, you're a good guy.
Yep, I remember her.
She had a dope ass.
I remember you shit your pants around the lake too one time.
I was walking with Devin, but this was a different
We went and had like Huevos Rancheros.
I had a steak and eggs at Rick's.
And then after that, we need to be healthy, dude. We had like probably 15 coffees.
We do two laps.
We're like, we need to be healthy.
Oh yeah, we'd have so many coffees.
We went and did like half a lap around like the lake, and then we were like, you want to go get like, oh no. Before, after, we went and got McFlurry. No, no, no. We went to the lake, and then we did, like, half a lap. I don't know, actually, the order of this. This is, I don't know really why it matters.
We went
and got McFlurries. And then we went to the lake and, like, walked for, like, maybe 10 minutes. And then you were like, we gotta go back to the car, dude. I have to take a huge shit.
I have to shit now.
And then you did. You just shit yourself.
I shit myself.
Then I made you sit ass first. Like, I made you sit in my passenger seat with your ass against the windshield because I refused for you. I refused to, like, watch you smear your shit in your pants on my chair.
So the best memory of that is it wasn't a liquid shit like the one before. It was like a solid, like, foot long log that just was snaking its way down my pants. And I remember the absolute horror. The best thing ever. I wish I could see be a fly on the wall for that situation for all these hot little fucking, like, Silver Lake people jogging by this 300-pound loser just shitting his fucking ass. I'm like 21.
All these Silver Lake assholes. Just,
like the lice of fucking. Remember that guy with the Fellini car that would drive around? Like him driving.
His stupid old convertible.
I would have made it better if I was crying.
No one knew you had a fucking pants full of shit. And then one time we were at Korean.
But Devin goes, Devin, while we're driving back, Devin couldn't stop looking at me and going, you big fucking baby. You big fucking baby. I was so sitting on your car, my ass. I went to Devin's going, you big fucking baby. You can't even control your fucking ass.
I have a picture of it somewhere. Maybe I'll post it on the Patreon.
I was smiling. I got a big
smile. You're laughing really hard when your ass is against my windshield.
Oh, it was fantastic.
You're sitting, like, on all fours.
Oh, yeah. I was in a milking position.
Yeah, you were in the milking position until I got you home. And then one time we were at Korean barbecue. And you went outside to smoke a cigarette, and like when, like, in, like, your first, like, puff, you go, you
that was a shark.
You inhale, you exhale, you go, I just fucking shit my pants. Just so casually.
Just fucking shit my pants.
Just another day. Just another day in the life.
Do you remember going to Korean barbecue and seeing that dude driving by with no tires on his rims? He was driving a car
with just rims.
There were sparks flying everywhere. God. Oh, that guy probably has so much shit in his pants.
That guy shit himself, too. Like,
Man. Yeah,
you ever have, like, phantom shits where you take a shit, you're like, I must have taken a long shit and there's nothing there?
Yeah, well, it goes down the hole.
It just slides down.
Right down the hole. Yeah. Crazy. What else? These words,
you motherfuckers?
We have to stop that. It's too good. God, we got to bring Tugget back.
Oh, the people love Tugget.
People love Tugget.
They love Tugget.
Time to die.
Time to die. Tug my becker.
Tug my becker. You want some gravy?
Did you shit your pants?
Tug my shit.
Tug
out
my
of
shit.
My ass.
Pull my shit out of my butt.
Suck my shit
the old
out
guy,
of my ass.
The old guy goes.
He spreads his cheeks. He gets on a baby chair. He stands on a baby chair and bends over.
He goes, pull the shit out of my butt.
He goes, suck it out. Because he's got his puckered asshole, his puckered scabby asshole.
And then you do it.
Covered in hair.
And then he just pulls a 9mm out and pulls your brains.
No, what he does is you're sucking the shit out of his ass. And then you look between his legs. I'm doing it right now. And his head's between his legs like this, Devin. He's looking at you through it, but he's bent over looking at you through the legs. And he goes, you done? And then it, like this, while looking at you through his legs, he puts the gun through his legs and blows your brains.
He blows your brains out with the gun basically, like, in his anus.
Yeah, he goes, you done?
You done?
And then you go, yep. And then he goes,
time to die. She kills you with his gun under his legs.
Through his legs.
Through his legs.
He's bent over his... God. Yeah. He goes, you want some fudge?
He goes,
you want some fudge?
He goes, suck my shit.
First, he goes, you want some gravy? Tug it. And then you have to tug him on your chicken fried steak. And then he goes, how about some dessert? You want some fudge? Suck the shit out of my ass.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is retarded. Oh, that man.
I love that guy.
That guy's the best guy.
Like the greatest person ever.
Oh, God.
This sociopath that works at a Cracker Barrel.
If a man stood on a baby chair at a restaurant and then asked me if I wanted some dessert and then pulled his pants down and then there's just a log of shit started coming out of his ass, that would be the greatest, the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, so would the guy telling you to tug his fucking pecker.
Oh, God.
What is that guy's name?
Pete. Sticks in my head. Pete.
Pete? You like Pete?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good.
Well, we'll think about that for next
time. I just think of Tug It Guy.
Tug It Man.
Tug It. God. We got some Tug It content in there.
There's some good Tug It content. There's great, this one.
There's a lot of shit. I'm
trying to think. The theme was essentially what? Like Iran, Russia.
What?
It was like other countries sucking.
Oh, earlier?
And shit.
Are you thinking of a title ourselves for this guy?
Yeah.
Look at this fucking cut that I got on my fucking finger.
What's that from?
It's some splinter.
I remember one time when I was a kid, as I first started jacking off, my thumb was I cut my dick head.
Are you circumcised?
Yeah, I have a little nice helmet.
Nice.
You're circumcised, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You want? It's weird when you find out your homies aren't circumcised, like, and you're like, "What are you?"
They
freak?
Make women come better though.
No, they don't.
Yeah, there's something about it.
The only uncircumcised dude I know, there's no way he's making women come.
I had a girl tell me, like, she, like, comes, like, really hard with, like, uncircumcised
guys. She sounds
guys.
Retarded.
She was in a wheelchair, and she was hooked up to
she was speaking through a tube.
She was speaking through a voice to text.
I come super hard to uncircumcised dudes. Uncircumcised dudes make me win.
This podcast takes off when Richie's gone.
Richie left and we just started fucking tagging up the shit and paralyzed jokes.
While the cat's away, the mice will play, hey, Richie?
Richie trying to hold us back with his
back
adult
with
nature.
This bullshit.
Fucking.
Ooh, you gotta go back home?
Ooh, you gotta go have a little life?
Yeah, fuck you. You loser.
What time do you have to work tomorrow?
Uncircumcised dudes.
9:30. I got to work tomorrow. That means I got to be out the door at 9. Mm. It's nice. The Mondays, Tuesdays shifts are gonna be they're
yeah
gonna
they're
be
not that packed
guy.
Right.
Yeah, just juice shit and then make
just
cocktails.
Yeah.
Most of the cocktails I make are old fashions, which are super easy to make.
Old fashions are like so gay to me. I don't really get.
You're thinking of Manhattans.
No, like even old fashions are like manly drinks, but I don't really get the orange. Isn't it like an orange aspect? Orange
yeah,
peel
orange,
on it?
I mean, well, it depends on who's
and a cherry?
It. Yeah, but we use like.
I think like a. I don't know. Never thought that's fat manly.
I like whiskey sours.
Whiskey sour is great. I didn't know there was egg whites in whiskey sours, though.
Yes, you do a dry shake with an egg white, which I can do now, which is pretty cool.
I like just like ginger ale and like Jameson, but I don't even.
I can
like
make you like a really sick. You can put a lot of cocktails of egg whites in them.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Why the need?
It makes a great little foamy top to it. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
interesting.
Yeah, you're like I'm like making alchemy over here. I don't even drink. I just like the fact that I can make like a
right. Egg. I got to come in soon.
Yeah, I should make a fucking
come in next week.
I need to make it. We have an autumn cocktail contest, which I'm going to lose.
They like make you guys get all festive and like pretend.
No,
like
they just they have like three liquors we bought that are like fall kind of liquors, and one of them's Pimm's, which is this British. It's disgusting, and. One was a ginger.
Remember Hams? That beer that's like a dollar at that one place in Eagle Rock? It's like some, like, I think it's like some Michigan beer. Like,
yeah, I hate,
tastes like
I hate when, like, hipsters glorify, like regional really beers. Shitty, like, you need to get, have you ever had a Labatt Blue? Like, it's all Miller Lite. Just shut up.
Yeah, it's like just bad.
God, fuck you.
Yeah, I hate these people.
I'm such a coward.
How so?
I just, in my head all day, I'm just like, I just want to shoot somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't
mm-hmm.
do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tearing me apart inside. Mm-hmm.
You might have to give in.
I think I'm going to give in. I call you up one day, I'm giving in.
Yep, I'm doing it.
My roommate's got an AR-15, and I was like, lend it to me. And he was like, for what? And I was like, you'll see. You'll find out.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Who's your least favorite person out there that you would want to kill? Who would you kill? Who would you
theoretically
genuinely kill?
Theoretically, like, there's a lot of people. Like, Henry Kissinger deserves to die.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, you know, I think our justice systems should be more like community based, and we should do more gnarly stuff to bad people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should make more people on death row.
We should have death row should be the tug it guy.
That's what I was about to say.
Death row should be every day while you're on death row for, like, you know, you couldn't stop yourself from taking a hammer to a 5-year-old's head, and you're just, like, in a cell, and all of a sudden this guy walks into the cell and he goes, you want your last meal?
You want your last meal? How about some gravy? Looks like you could use some gravy with that.
The guy's like,
no,
I got
it. It's like one of those. No, the guy has hope, right? So he's like getting his last meal. He's like, I want a bucket of KFC fried chicken. I want a pint of chocolate ice cream. I want shrimp scampi, oysters, fucking s'mores. I want s'mores. I want a gallon of root beer. All this stuff, like, you know, those crazy last meals these guys do. And then they get the bucket of fried chicken, and the guy's like, he's like halfway through the bucket. Then all of a sudden, the guy walks in.
You need some gravy with that fried chicken.
And then a bunch of cops come in. But the cop puts him in one of those nightstick headlocks.
The cop like goes like, who the fuck is this? And they like try and tackle the tugget guy.
No, they don't tug. They
he kills. He
the
kills.
Tugget
all, the tugget guy kills all the cops.
He's like the Punisher in jail. He's like stabbing him with like chair legs.
He's like, I'm the final decision. I am God.
I am God.
Dang it. I am Satan.
I just picture, like, this guy. Like, I picture the Tugget guy. Like, he looks like in, like, Hey Arnold. Like, he looks like Hey Arnold's, like grandpa. Yes,
I picture a beard. But I see that. I picture, like, a Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah, Cotton Eye Joe.
And so he's in prison, and he's made his way to Tugget guy. We have to make Tugget t-shirts now.
At some point, we have to get up to at least 1,000 downloads before.
You want some gravy? Want some gravy?
No, you just got to make a fake restaurant. That's what was it called?
Tug my pecker, and it's like a big. It has like a diner. It's like a diner.
Yeah, and it's
logo.
A neon sign says Tug
neon
my
sign,
pecker.
Tug my pecker.
Imagine wearing that.
And below it is a crazy old man with a gun and his pants down.
He's naked with an apron.
His tidy whitey's on.
Oh my God!
Tug it. It looks like you should use some gravy with that chicken, boy.
Even on death row, the guy's like, I got sushi. And he's like, you need some gravy.
He's like, you need gravy
with that.
What if there was a Tugget guy in every culture? Like, there's a Japanese guy. He's like, what if Tugget was like an archetype, like a cultural archetype,
yeah,
like a global archetype?
Everybody
like,
in the world has
like,
a Tugget.
There's a guy who's like,
come take it out. He's going, oh, the hell.
It's like, some Japanese guy's like, please take it out.
We truly are idiots.
Oh, God. There's a Tugget in Africa. There's a Tugget guy.
There's
like
a Tugget
witch doctor.
In Africa.
He's in the Congo. He's like a witch doctor. He's like, took my pecker.
It really only works best when they're like a hillbilly guy.
The hillbilly guy's the leader.
He's like the Captain America. He's the Marvel universe of Tug My Peckers.
The expanded Tug My Pecker universe.
Oh, God. Fuck?
We need to make him a reality.
We should
what a dumb fucking thing.
It's crazy how stupid
God.
It is. But I
we
love
should,
it.
Oh, fuck doing this drunk. Let's do it on mushrooms.
The podcast?
Yeah.
We should do one like
that. That would be phenomenal.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We
got to
do it on the deck, though.
Yeah, we'll do it at some point. Hopefully,
we'll do it on the Friendsgiving, the autumn potluck.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Go with belly full.
Figure it out. What we should do one where we're all jacking each other off.
Yeah.
Tugging our peckers.
Joey's like, suck me. Hey, buddy. Empty my balls, buddy.
He's like,
Joey.
Joey's the only guy like under 40 that sounds like John Wayne.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
That was Jace put it best. He has 1940s hobo jargon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joey should be like on a train teaching a kid how to like fucking kill a chicken. Joey's bizarre. The weird thing is you think, like, usually when you meet somebody from, like, out of state, where they're from, like, a small town or something, like, they have, like, all their friends kind of talk like them, but, like, nobody I've met that's Joey's friend talks like him from back home.
No, no.
And it's like,
all,
where did you develop
this? They all
this
just
voice?
Sound like dudes. And Joey, like, Joey dudes. Just sounds like he's, like, from, like,
it's like a game show.
He sounds like a prize fighter from, yeah. like, the 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, what do we got? All right.
We're good. Well, you know, subscribe to the Patreon and leave a comment. On the fucking
listen, I have
rate and subscribe thing.
I'm gonna guilt trip your fans. I have maybe $280 in liquid cash mm-hmm. right now. I'm still giving $5 a month.
No, just listen.
I don't even listen to the fucker.
Listen to that.
Yeah,
and that's embarrassing.
Suck my
most
dick.
Of the people on the Patreon are my yeah. friends and family, but yeah.
Oh, most of them are.
No, I'm kidding. I mean, not good. Most.
All right.
You know.
Well, see ya.
All right. Bye.
Bye.